This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is firing back after the International Criminal Court's action this morning. The AP's Karen Shamas.
The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his former defense minister Yoav Gallant, and Hamas officials. The court has accused them of war crimes and crimes against humanity over Israel's actions in Gaza and the October 7th Hamas attacks in southern Israel. In a statement, Netanyahu rejected the International Criminal Court's arrest warrant against him, calling it absurd and false. I'm Karen Shamas.
It's the first detailed account of what one woman says Pete Hegseth did to her.
Fox News personality Pete Hegseth, who's also President Donald Trump's nominee to be defense secretary, told police that an October 2017 encounter he had with a woman in a California hotel room had been consensual. But in a 22-page report just made public, the woman says it was not consensual. The woman, who helped organize a California Federation of Republican Women gathering at a hotel, says in the report that she had a drink at the bar with a group of people that included Hegseth, and she says that's where things became fuzzy. She says she had argued earlier with Hegseth about his inappropriately touching several women during the event, and somehow she ended up in a hotel room with Hegseth, who took her phone, wouldn't let her leave, and assaulted her. I'm Donna Warder.
Parts of Northern California and Oregon may get 16 inches of rain through Friday from the big storm. Power's out for hundreds of thousands of people. At least two people died in Washington state. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. The number is still at historically healthy levels, but some people are finding it harder to land new jobs. The U.S. leads the world in developing artificial intelligence technology, according to a Stanford University ranking. This is AP News. Two court cases in New Hampshire focus on girls' sports and transgender athletes.
Transgender teen girls who play soccer and run track in New Hampshire are challenging the state's Fairness in Women's Sports Act at a federal court hearing today. A New Hampshire law signed in July bars transgender athletes in grades 5 to 12 from teams that align with their gender identity. About half of states in the U.S. have passed similar laws. One player involved in the first case is also part of another case with parents who wore pink wristbands with an XX representing the female chromosomes to protest transgender athletes on girls' teams. School district officials in Bow, New Hampshire are defending their decision to bar the wristbands, citing a duty to protect a transgender soccer player from intimidation and harassment. The parents are suing the district. I'm Jennifer King.
A court in Spain has ruled that a supermarket worker was fired unlawfully for eating a fried snack that was going to be thrown away. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.